keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Rita Flores with 13 News. State law enforcement is investigating an officer-involved shooting in Pottawatomie County that happened on Saturday. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said a homeowner called the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office to report damage by gunfire to their shed around 3 p.m. They heard more gunshots as they approached at a home at 8555 Josie Lynn in Manhattan. Deputies believe the shots were coming from inside. A man later identified as 38-year-old Brian Lovgren of Manhattan came out of the house with a handgun. A deputy fired multiple shots at him and hit him. Life-saving measures were attempted at the scene. Lovgren was taken to a Kansas City hospital where he underwent surgery. Lovgren is in critical condition. The investigation continues. I'm Raina Flores with 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Real talent is defined by what people can do, not where they learn to do it. So by stopping at the education section of a resume, you might throw away the perfect hire. You might miss someone who has valuable skills to offer to help your business thrive right now and in the future. Because the truth is this, Skills First Hiring helps you see talent others miss, like more than 70 million stars skilled through alternative routes. When you let their story unfold, you gain a competitive advantage because hiring managers who start with skills are 60% more likely to find a successful hire. See the real person. Complete. See what others miss. Hire skills first. Learn why it's a competitive advantage at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
When it's time for local high school basketball, John Bowden on KD Country 94 is your go-to voice for every basket, block, and buzzer moment. Feel the intensity, hear the passion, and live the game like never before, right here on your hometown station. This season's broadcast wouldn't be possible without the support of these community champions: Singer Construction, Goddard Repair, Kensington Locker, Dominie Furniture, and Heineken Electric. Keep your dial locked and your hometown spirit fired up. Basketball action is live and loud, only on KD Country 94.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local Weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 55. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 37. Daytime highs approaching 60 tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently 36.
In agriculture, being precise and efficient makes all the difference in your operation, and your health deserves the same level of attention. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems in Beloit brings robotic-assisted surgery to rural Kansas and Nebraska, offering smaller incisions, greater precision, and reduced downtime. From hernia repairs to gallbladder surgery, our skilled surgeons can reduce your downtime and get you back to what matters most. Call 785-738-9405 to schedule your surgical consultation today.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIM Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis, getting a check of the Division I women's basketball teams in the Sunflower State. KU knocked off UCF 83-68 Sunday afternoon. Leading the way was Julia Davis with 26 points. Lila Meister had 22 and saw 14 from Samaya Nichols. KU is now 11-4 and 1-2 in Big 12 play. They host Utah Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. on ESPN+. K-State women are 1-2 in the Big 12 as well, and 8-8 overall after a 60-58 loss to West Virginia on Sunday afternoon. Leading the way for Kansas State was 16 points from Tess Heal, 13 from Nastia Clausens, and 12 from Jordan Spicer. They take on Houston on the road on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. on ESPN+. Wichita State women are 0-2 in the American and 3-12 overall as they fell to Tulane 70-60 on Saturday afternoon. They look for their first win tomorrow as they host Temple at 6 p.m. on ESPN+. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Did you know that wounds that don't heal within a few weeks may need specialized care? At Osborne County Memorial Hospital, their wound care team treats chronic wounds caused by diabetes, poor circulation, infections, or surgery. They use advanced therapies to promote healing, reduce pain, and prevent complications, so you don't have to travel far for expert treatment. If you or a loved one has a wound that just isn't healing, call Osborne County Memorial Hospital today. Healing starts here, close to home. Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
High school basketball Friday night included the Beloit Trojans beating Lions 65-59. Brody Linton had 17 in the game, including 13 in the first half. Beloit Lady Trojans beat the Lions 74-23. It was the Thunder Ridge boys remaining undefeated at 6-0, beating Pike Valley 64-49 on the boys' side. Pike Valley girls beat Thunder Ridge 55-13. And at Hoxie, it was the Hoxie girls 73, Osborne girls 58. It was Hoxie boys 53, Osborne 35. Ironically, Osborne held a 32-31 halftime lead. Class 4A wrestling regionals have been released by the Kansas State High School Activity Association. Beloit High School will host the Class 4A competition on the boys' side February 21st. Schools involved will be Abilene, Beloit, Bueller, Chapman, Clay Center Community, Colby, Concordia, Goodland, Heston, Hoisington, Larned, Lindsberg, Smoky Valley, Marysville, McPherson, Nickerson, and Scott Community. Class 321A regional wrestling will be hosted at Gypsum Southeast of Saline. Area schools in that will be Belleville Republic County, Brookville El Saline, Ellenwood, Ellsworth, Gypsum Southeast of Saline, Sylvan Lucas, Stafford, St. John Hudson, Solomon, Sedgwick, Moundridge, Minneapolis, Marion, Lyons, Lost Spring Center, Langdon, Fairfield, Kingman, Hillsboro, Harrington, Council Grove, Cottonwood, Canton, Galva, Bennington, and Allen Northern Heights. At Norton, 321A Regional Wrestling at Norton on February 21st will include Atwood, Rollins County, Cimarron, Downs, Lakeside, Ellis, Hayes, TMP, Hill City, Hoxie, Ingalls, Johnson, Stanton County, Lincoln, Leota, Wichita County, Montezuma, South Gray, Norton, Oakley, Oberlin, Phillipsburg, Plainville, Quinter, Russell, Smith Center, St. Francis Tribune, and Waukini on the boys' side. Class 4A regional wrestling for the girls does not One site does not have, the state does not have a site for February 13th through February 14th, although the schools have been named: Abilene, Augusta, Beloit, Bueller, Chapman, Cheney, Clay Center, Clearwater, Colby, Concordia, El Dorado, Goodland, Halstead, Haven, Heston, Hoisington, Winfield, Wellington, Ulysses, Towanda Circle, St. George, Rock Creek, Scott Community, Rose Hill, Pratt, Nickerson, Mulvane, McPherson, Marysville, Lindsberg, Smoky Valley, Larned, Hugoton, and Holcomb will go to a regional to be determined. 321A girls wrestling will be held at Waukini Trigo Community High School February 13th and February 14th. Schools involved in the 321A regional at Waukini will be Anthony Harper Chaparral, Atwood Rollins County, Belleville, Bennington, Brookville, El Saline, Cimarron, Ellenwood, Ellsworth, Garden Plain, Greensburg, Kiowa County, Gypsum, Southeast, Saline, Hayes, TMP, Hill City, Hoxie, Ingalls, Johnson, Stanton County, Kingman, Lakin, Fairfield, Leota, Wichita County, Lyons, Minneapolis, Moscow, Waukini Tribune, Tipton Catholic, Tescott, Sylvan Lucas, Stockton, Sterling, Stafford, St. John Hudson, St. Francis, Solomon, Smith Center, Sedgwick, Russell, Plainville, Phillipsburg, Osborne, Oberlin, Decatur County, Oakley, Norwich, Norton Community, and Moundridge, all attending the 3A-21A girls at Waukini on February 13th and 14th.
Well, isn't this perfect? Your car just died, middle of nowhere, middle of the night, and of course, it's raining. Because why wouldn't it be? Here's the good part. You don't have to sit there Googling tow trucks near me or calling a friend who swears they know a guy. Just call DeVore Auto Body and Collision. They've got 24-hour towing service ready whenever life decides to break down your plans and your car. The number is easy, 534-1982. That's 534-1982. DeVore Auto Body and Collision. Because bad days happen, and they're always ready to roll.